are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And this Monday edition of People in Your Neighborhood is brought to you this morning by Mae Adam. And joining us this morning from the Peer PD, a couple of the fantastic resource officers here in town. We've got Jacob Harlow and Macy Chambers. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, thank you. Yeah, thank you for joining us this morning. I thought it'd be a great idea because here we are. It's Halloween during the weekday. And there's been a lot going on, of course, over the weekend. But a lot of kids will be out in the neighborhoods, trick-or-treating, traveling around. And we want to, you know, kind of put some safety ideas out there for folks and make sure everybody's safe.
Absolutely. I think it's always important to think about that with the Halloween season. It's definitely a fun time, and we want everybody to be able to go out and have fun, but always keep in mind to be safe, because otherwise that'll just ruin the holiday for everyone.
Kind of stemming off of that, I mean, there's a lot of safety tips that we can look into, but I think a big thing to kind of be aware of is obviously not only is there a lot of people running to and from, but also driving around as well. So for parents, children, you know, just bypassers, to be safe, watch out for children, drive slow through those residential areas is kind of a number one safety tip.
Yeah, and I think, you know, we're taking the kids out and around, and it is a lot of fun. And of course, their mind is, you know, going on from house to house, getting the candy. So as adults, it's really, you know, kind of our job to make sure that they're safe and taken care of.
Absolutely. And that's probably one of my biggest tips, you know, for kids under 10, I really advise parents to make sure that they're out there with an adult. I know that, you know, we want them to be older than they are and go out and have fun. And sometimes that doesn't include us. But on, especially at night and, you know, going around to houses or neighborhoods that they might not normally be in, it's really important. For older 10, you know, that's going to be up to the parents. If they think they're mature enough and responsible enough to be able to go out and do that by themselves, that's going to be up to them. But we would strongly advise that they would be in a group of people and stay with a group at that point.
Yeah, that's a great thing to do. And of course, we want to talk to the folks that are out there that may not be trick-or-treating, but be traveling around, people that may be delivering or, you know, going, you know, just traveling themselves, to be on the lookout tonight.
Yes, definitely. And I think that's another thing to kind of keep in mind as well. Obviously, we go back to our safety tips that we always teach children is look both ways before you cross the streets. But in that too, I mean, like you said, they're going to be running house to house excited to get that candy. So trying to stay on sidewalks and streets and not running through yards as well. I mean, it's dark out. Can't always see where we're going or what's in those yards. So just making sure that we don't get injured when we're running from house to house. So just kind of staying on those main paths as well while keeping an eye out.
Definitely. And maybe having some sort of a flashlight or something along that lines would not be a bad idea.
I don't disagree.
Yeah, I agree. And there's all sorts of options. I mean, I know even the Department of Transportation was out at the trails on the Framboise last night handing out little flashing bracelets. And they make, you know, awesome little lights that you can go in your buckets or whatnot for your kids. So those are glowing, or even like you said, just a standard flashlight that they can carry with them.
Yeah, any way to be lit up and to be seen is always a good thing.
Yes,
I was going to say, I know from even just some of the festivities we were talking about before we started, some places are even handing out glow sticks and glow swords and things like that as well, just to have something for kids to carry around to also make it a fun experience. But like you said, still kind of have that light source with them as well. So.
Yeah, definitely. And of course, the kids, they're going to be enjoying their candy along the way. And we want to remind them and parents, you know, let's not throw candy wrappers on the ground too, you know. Be courteous of those who are handing out the candy to you.
Absolutely. You know, we always want to be able to keep our community clean and enjoyable for everyone. And definitely, you know, as people are inviting you to their homes and allowing you to be there in a fun environment, we definitely don't want to abuse that by destroying or leaving behind a mess for them to clean up.
Absolutely. Anything else you'd like to pass along this morning?
I think it's also just a friendly reminder, you know, just to have the opportunity to check over, you know, any homemade treats or things that are passed out. Mm-hmm. You know, we have kids with allergies and other things that parents want to avoid or have their children avoid eating. And so as much as we all remember how difficult it was to turn over our buckets to mom and dad first.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that is important for them to be able to keep your safety in mind as well.
Definitely. Well, thank you so much for stopping in this morning and kind of reminding us of some of the things that we need to pay attention to tonight. It's going to be a fun night, and we want it to be a safe night, too.
Absolutely.
Yes, thank you for having us.
Have a happy Halloween.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. There's Jacob Harlow and Macy Chambers joining us from the Pier PD. Let's have a lot of fun, enjoy Halloween, and let's all be safe all at the same time. There is your Monday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by the folks at May Adams.